German backpacker Carolina Vilger has broken her silence from her hospital bed, thanking the rescuers who found her after 12 days lost in the WA outback. The 26-year-old revealing she crashed her van, hit her head, then wandered off into the bush in a confused state.
A teddy in hand and flowers by her bedside. Carolina Vilger smiling on her hospital bed. She looks calm and relieved. A stark contrast to the image we saw on Friday, exhausted and injured, when finally, after 12 days lost in the outback, she was rescued. Today, the German backpacker has revealed she lost control of her van, crashed, then hit her head, walking off the next day in a confused state, also thanking those who searched for her. I'm certain that I survived only thanks to this incredible outpouring of support. The thought of all the people who believed in me, searched for me, and kept hoping for me gave me the strength to carry on during my darkest moments. For this, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was her family who raised the alarm and police and locals who searched, on foot and in the sky, finding her abandoned vehicle, but no sign of the backpacker. She had walked 24 kilometres away, drinking from puddles, sleeping in caves, until station owner Tanya Henley happened to be passing through, the 26-year-old calling her my rescuer and angel, Tanya. Carolina Vilger ending her statement with, "I'm simply beyond grateful to have survived. Thank you, Australia. You are amazing." Michael, Carolina Vilger will remain here at Fiona Stanley Hospital tonight. It's her fourth night in hospital since she was flown from the Wheatbelt here to Perth. Now, staff at the hospital say she is stable. She's receiving treatment for dehydration and injury to her foot and mosquito bites, as well as some much-needed bed rest and some food. Michael, judging by the photo that was released, it certainly shows she is well on her way to recovery. Michael.
Which is great news, Ezra. Thank you.